This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio. Do great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers as well. We thank you for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget about the roughnecks working on all the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Northern Tundra. Hello to William and his crew up there in Wyoming and Montana. Plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And a special shout out to the Merchant Marine guys out there taking the products all across the waters from port to port. Sea to shining sea, we like to say. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also follow us on Facebook. Got a whole bunch of people in the chat room tonight. The Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to say right off the bat, good morning to Cheryl in Denver, listening to us on AM 710 in Denver, KNUS. Thank you very much. And then while I'm at it, I guess I'll say hello to everybody that's in the chat room shouting at us. First of all, Maria in Germany. Hello, Maria. Trucker Eric in Dandridge, Virginia tonight. Trucker Mark in Winchester, Virginia tonight. Catwoman and Road Dog out on the road, and I believe they're down there in Laredo, waiting to come back north. Wally and Lynn and Kate Codd. Sam the Paperman. Amanda in D.C. at the CPAC Festival. Chuck in Ocala, Donna, that's Donna Fiducia up in Georgia, Greg, also at CPAC in D.C., and Sondi in Wisconsin, and those are the people that have chimed in so far out of the chat room. And Kyle, it's been a busy group in there tonight.
It sure has, Captain, and it's really great to have so many people chiming in, and it's real easy to do, right? Don't you just go to the Captain's America Facebook page, like the page, and you can get in the chat room.
Yeah, it's the official Captain's America Facebook page, the official Captain's America Facebook page. You like the page, and then you can send us a message directly out of there, and boom, we got it. All right, let's talk about Mike Pence, because he was busy defending the early Trump decision for quarantining and blocking entry from China, which the president took a lot of grief about, but it was the right thing to do and set up things correctly, or we would have had a big problem. Here's the vice president.
Well, and there was criticism last month, but when we first received word of the outbreak of the coronavirus, shortly after the first of the year, the health team came in. I was there in the Oval Office, and they said to the president, look, what we ought to do is we ought to end air travel, we ought to close our border, and we ought to establish a quarantining process for any American citizens that we allow back in. And they said, no president has ever done this before, but we're recommending out of an abundance of caution that you do it. And President Trump didn't hesitate for one second. He said, do it. And it was criticized by some at the time. But as I said, our health experts told me again yesterday when we huddled right after that press briefing for the first time. They said we would be in a very different place today if President Trump hadn't taken the decisive action that we had. And today, you know, we haven't had a new case for the last 2 weeks until the word that reached the public in the last 24 hours. We've had 15 cases in this country. And people are being treated and doing well. One is still in the hospital. But the other 45 cases are all American citizens that we brought back home, went through a quarantining process, we're monitoring them. So I take my hat off to the president's leadership, as well as to Secretary Azar, the team at CDC, Homeland Security. This has been a whole of government approach, but when the president tapped me to lead the White House effort on this, I think it just demonstrated again to the public the seriousness that the president's placed on this. He's telling us to lean into this effort out of an abundance of caution because he has no higher priority than the health and safety of the American people.
Well, that's great what he just said, but the Democrats are still taking him to task. And by the way, when we come back from this next break, Kyle, we're going to play what one of the Democratic California representatives had to say to Donald Trump Jr. When he talked about the fact that they were weaponizing and going after his father with the coronavirus issue when his father had already done things early on that they weren't even talking about. They had to know what we were doing because, I mean, we talked about this yesterday quite a bit.
Well, exactly. And unfortunately, the politics of the situation just seems to have gotten the best of some of these people, when in reality, we need to be taking some very practical and proactive measures to help contain the spread of this virus. In fact, that's what the World Health Organization's been talking about. In their statement that they released yesterday, Captain, they talked about the idea that containment is going to be much better than trying to have a mitigation strategy where you know a lot of people are being infected. So that's the name of the game, and that's what the president did early on.
Well, it's a matter of utter and complete desperation when the Democrats have to continually dig for things that aren't true. And all you got to do is a simple little fact check, and you'll find out that they're lying through their teeth, which we'll get into when we come back, because here comes the music in my ear. So, Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And a big shout-out to Allen, Nebraska, to Terry in Nashville, Tennessee, who also just chimed in the Facebook chat room for the official Captain's America Third Watch. So go over there and get in on the fun. A lot of people talking tonight. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, as we broadcast from a cool Tampa, Florida, where it's currently 54 degrees. Temperature going to drop down to about 50 tonight, but if it's cool here, it's a lot colder to the north. And hello to Cousin Vinny up there in Tennessee. He's probably on an ice boat out there in a pond somewhere because the pond's all frozen over, but Cousin Vinny's chiming in, and we appreciate him very much. And a special shout-out to my buddies up in Burnsville, Minnesota, George and Nathan and Eric. Thanks. You guys do a great job. Thank you very much, you three. Now, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. They're bringing you this portion of the program. If you're struggling with severe nagging pain and have been for a while, I am now working on, and I might as well add the extra month because it's a leap day. Today's leap day, the 29th day of February. It comes around every 4 years. If you're struggling with severe and nagging pain, I've been taking Relief Factor for 3 years and 11 months. And it's because of the arthritis that I have, the back pain that I have, which is all a result of injuries incurred serving my country. If you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, or just a general kind of pain, and you really can't get rid of it, then I want you to try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including yours truly, found relief in just a couple of weeks, and I've been taking it ever since, twice a day, and it works for me. Now, there's sometimes, like yesterday, where the cold got to me, and I had to take it a third time, but guess what? It still worked. So that's okay. So I want you to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And click on that little box that's right there with a little 2-minute video tutorial that tells you all about what's in the product and how it works. And it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start.
And you'll know, it'll be the best $19.95 that you've ever spent in your life. I will guarantee that, because 80% of the people that take it stay on it from this program. We've got the highest retention rate of any of the other shows that are out there, Advertising Relief Factor, and we're very proud of that, because that means that what we tell you is exactly the correct thing, and that's what we do. We tell you the truth. So, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, and let me know how it works out for you, because a lot of people tell me thank you, and they start singing the praises, and that's what we're all about. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got a bunch of people in that chat room right now.
We sure do.
Yeah, Maria's going to have to hold them tight there. All right, well, let's talk about this congressman in California, because he threatened the president's son, Donald Trump Jr. He talked about a serious altercation if he got anywhere near him. But here's what this started as. This is John Garamendi, who was talking to Hallie Jackson on MSNBC Live on television. And here's how this all got started.
When you look at the discussion around coronavirus as it exists in the politics sphere, the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., was on this morning and suggested or said outright that Democrats are taking a pandemic, seemingly hoping, and I'm quoting, quote, it comes here and kills millions of people so it can end the president's streak of winning. He called that a new level of sickness. I want to give you an opportunity to respond to that comment from Don Jr.
He should not be near me when he says that. There would be a serious altercation. That is just totally outrageous. That is totally outrageous. I can assure you that there is not a Democrat or Republican in Congress that wants anybody to be sick. What we are concerned about is the administration's response to this illness. We've known since December that there was an epidemic in China. We've known since that time that there were Americans that were exposed to this in Wuhan and other parts of China.
Now, I'm going to stop it there, because what was the United States Senate doing all of January and most of February that they were all tied up? What were they doing?
They were sitting there and on pain of imprisonment, not making a sound during the impeachment trial.
So who held up the progress for this?
Right. Well, exactly. Well, it seems to me to be Adam Schiff and the whole cast of characters.
But in the meantime, what did the president do right off the bat with the military and the military medical services that we had around the world? What did he do right off the bat?
Well, he mobilized them, basically.
That's right. He turned them loose and said, do what you do to keep this under control. And then the very next thing that he did after that was say, okay, no more people coming in, no more flights going to China, nobody coming in from China. If they do, they'll be quarantined, blah, 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 and away they went. And that's what he did. And the Democrats did what I say?
well, just
how about nothing?
Yeah,
zip, zero, nada. Except tie up the Senate for almost 2 months with the crap about the impeachment. Now, if this jackass, Garamendi, wants to sit there and blow his mouth off, let's have him tell a little truth about the situation as to what was going on, instead of this little boo-hoo, wah-wah, poor me crap.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, by saying what he said, he absolutely, just showed, I think, his true colors on this. And in fact,
they are desperate, Kyle.
Well, sure. Well, exactly. And the very fact, I mean, that's not an argument. He's not making an argument.
No.
He could respond in some cogent fashion, or he could even say, well, that's outrageous, if that's his opinion, but by saying, well, Don Jr. better not get near me because there will be a quote-unquote serious altercation, that sounds like a threat, and it sounds like if you said
no,
that,
it is a threat.
Yeah.
It is a threat. Now, here's the other little darling, Ilhan Omar, who I hope gets run out of town on a rail because she has committed fraud. They are investigating it. I don't know if they're going to turn it over to the House Ethics Committee, which won't mean much of anything, but she has violated the law. She's committed fraud by marrying her brother to get him into the country so he can apply for a student loan and go to school, and then she stayed married to him for a short time until it was all arranged so that that he could make sure that he got into school and whatnot. But here's what she had to say to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday, who is headed over now to Afghanistan, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she was challenging Secretary of State Pompeo for putting Americans in danger by going after Soleimani and killing him. What a bunch of crap. But here it goes. Listen to this.
Thank you. Sir, I just want to follow up to see if enough has been done to protect Americans at harm's way. The day of the strike, your department issued a warning against all U.S. citizens to depart Iraq immediately. Was there a concern before or after the strike that Americans could be targeted for retaliation?
We've known that Americans traveling not only in Iraq.
Sir, yes or no would be sufficient.
Yes, but the answer is a little.
I know, but we don't really have that much time. So
I need to be accurate.
Sir,
yeah,
did you warn the embassy either before or after the attack?
The embassy was completely in the loop as we were working through not only hours,
okay,
of peace, but
the people at the embassy who are the ones in harm's way said that they were not warned. I hope you're not saying that they're lying. Sir, were you not aware that Americans might be targeted by this assassination and be retaliated against?
Oh, the threat from the Islamic Republic is now 40 years on.
All right. Well, I ask this because Brian Hook, your special representative on Iran, received extra security at a speech in Los Angeles after the attack, not in Baghdad. Los Angeles. Mr. Hook got protection from diplomatic security, the LAPD, and counter-assault team. Look, I think making sure our public servants have proper security is incredibly important. But I have to ask, if we were so much safer after the strike, why did a U.S. diplomat need counter-assault team to protect him at a speech in California?
Yes, it's undoubtedly the case that we are all safer. There are distributional elements to this. That is, there are certain persons who made certain decisions that might be more at risk. But let me assure you, cumulatively, the Americans are far more safer.
If you are claiming that Americans are safer after this attack, apparently your department disagrees, at least as far as Mr. Hook.
Oh, boy. Well, there's Omar trying to put some words into his mouth, and he stuck to his guns, and he stuck it back to her. This woman is dangerous. She needs to go.
Well, exactly. You know, she's trying to equate things that don't actually go together. The idea that there might be some retaliation as a result of striking a legitimate military target, that is not unheard of. And yes, we are safer.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, will be right back. And when I come back, I might as well just keep it going here with a little Birds of Prey, because AOC said something about religion. Oh, my goodness, wait till you hear this. These people, they are going nuts on the left side of the aisle. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. It's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, remember, Geico Insurance, currently the second largest insurer in the country, are more than 75 years old, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, if you've got a Ski-Doo or a Sea-Doo, they can insure that for you. And if you want to incorporate your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with that, you can bundle that, and you'll get a little bit of a discount for your car as a result. And if you're a safe driver, every year you'll get a safe driver discount. And while other people are sitting there and their rates continue to go up and up and up, some of us sit there and our rates don't go up. I'm one of them, because I not only have my policy bundle, but knock on wood, there it is, close as I can get to it, the safe driver discount keeps me rolling along here. So, remember that, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this is AOC, and AOC made a reference to religion in the House of Representatives, and this is what she said, and this is absolutely ridiculous. So here we go.
It's very difficult to sit here and listen to arguments in the long history of this country of using scripture and weaponizing and abusing scripture to justify bigotry. White supremacists have done it. Those who justified slavery did it. Those who fought against integration did it. And we're seeing it today. And sometimes, especially in this body, I feel as though if Christ himself walked through these doors and said what he said thousands of years ago, that we should love our neighbor and our enemy, that we should welcome the stranger, fight for the least of us, that it is easier for a rich man, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into a kingdom of heaven. He would be maligned as a radical and rejected from these doors.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Who is she to quote scripture to anybody? Because let me ask you a question. Two things. When they play the national anthem and you've seen that crew, the squad around, have you seen them with their hands over their hearts standing there respectfully for the national anthem, any of them?
I can't say that I have, to be honest. Yeah.
Neither have I. Have you seen them when they do the Pledge of Allegiance inside the chambers of the House, when they do the prayer and then they do the Pledge of Allegiance? Have you seen them put their hands over their hearts and pledge allegiance to this country?
No, I haven't, to be honest. No.
Why are they in Congress?
Well, I think they wanted to get elected, and they did, obviously, but they didn't get elected to Congress because they thought, you know, I want to serve in Congress. I want to do the traditional things that congressional representatives do. They saw it more as a platform to advance their own version of radicalism, I would say, to AOC. They have a national platform, and quite frankly, if she stays in Congress or not, she still has now this ability to go out and have a brand called the AOC brand, and she'll continue to try to propagandize people, you know, till the end of time, it would seem like. But it is really sad, of course, that, you know, now she's telling us, well, you know, everyone would reject, you know, Jesus himself if he walked through the door. I don't know. I think if Jesus walked through the door, she might have a very, very...
I think she'd be the one that would be booted out.
Well, you know, it's sad because, you know, Jesus wasn't a political person.
No.
In that sense. Jesus was the Son of God. So he wasn't just an itinerant preacher who came around and said a lot of great things against the Roman Empire or something like that. He had a very different message than perhaps maybe what she thinks it is.
And good morning to Richard the Marine in Oregon who just chimed in. He's in there too, along with the rest of the group. And, of course, Maria in Germany is the star in there right now. Everybody's saying hello to her in the chat room, the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch. Go to the page, like the page, and send us a message, and you'll be in the chat room there. So there you go. Now, the other thing is hard to believe that the president actually won something yesterday. The court, a federal court, will not order the former White House counsel to testify before the House, and of course that got Jerry Nadler all upset because he's going to go back and he's going to appeal it, and they're going to listen. They want to get these. There's more people. No, oh, he knows there's something there. I mean, that's all we heard yesterday from that little moron.
Well, and of course, this is exactly the reason, Captain, why everything had to be rushed, for example, in the impeachment inquiry and the impeachment trial, because they did not want the President of the United States to avail himself of the same rights that you and I and every American have in order to have these kinds of things reviewed by the courts.
Mm-hmm.
This is what helps separate us from different countries and societies throughout history, even. But, of course, they didn't want any part and parcel of that.
Now, the president has nominated once again. He turned it down once, but he's back in the mix again. John Ratliff, the congressman from Texas, very well versed to be the top intel official, the DNI director, and I think that's a great move on his part. Everybody's saluting it on the Republican side of the aisle, and anybody that knows anything about intelligence, except of course for Chuck Schumer, who right away said, well, he won't get ratified because he's just not right for the job, blah, 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 blah. Well, nobody would be right for the job in Chuck Schumer's eyes.
No, obviously not. But of course, yes, Ratcliffe would replace Grinnell, who's been appointed as the acting.
Who would go back to his ambassador status.
Exactly. Exactly right. But, you know, I think you made a really good point, Captain. Yeah, it doesn't matter who Trump would appoint. They would have some problem with it. And again, every single thing, and this is really, I think, where the American people are really fed up, and I think they're going to show their fed-upness at the ballot box in November, because it's every single thing Trump says or does. No matter what, they lose their minds and they scream from the rafters, bloody murder, and they just can't help themselves. And I think people just are tired of it.
Now, the president. Well, today, actually, in South Carolina, is primary day, correct?
That's right. That's right. Yep.
And it looks like as if Joe Biden is going to pull this one out. I don't know by how many points. There's one poll that has him leading by 4. Another one has him leading by 12. So if you take the Real Clear Politics average and put it in the middle, that's where you got it as far as him being projected a winner. Now, yesterday, Bernie was not they were interviewing his campaign manager. And they said, where will Bernie be the night of the election? Well, he's gone to wherever or whatever. And that tells you that Bernie doesn't believe he's going to win the state that Joe Biden is. But is this going to be enough to push Joe Biden in the right direction?
Well, that's a very good question. We know that the Biden burn rate, as it were, is a lot. And will this be enough to help him get the donations that he needs in order to keep the campaign going? Or will it be a one-time thing? Because Super Tuesday could be a very different scenario. But, you know, if the Biden campaign wins in South Carolina today, then they would probably be popping the champagne, because I think it would be the first win he'd ever get or has ever gotten for a primary or caucus as a presidential candidate. So
that's right.
Yeah, so this would be one heck of a big deal. Joe Biden might put it another way, like he did with Obamacare, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we can't say that.
That's right.
Yeah.
but it's going to be interesting. But again, is it enough? Because if Joe Biden's worked very hard in South Carolina, or that's going to be more favorable to him, that could be one thing. But he can't change his Joe Biden-ness. He can't suddenly make that better, unfortunately.
But it will show some blacks voted for him.
That's true. But Joe Biden continues with these sort of bizarre things that he says, or says he's running for Senate, and all these things that kind of add up. Everybody makes mistakes, especially people who speak extemporaneously. You can always misspeak or make a mistake from there.
And by the way, he's up by about 11 points over Bernie now in Florida. Ever since Bernie opened up his mouth about Fidel Castro and got all the Cubans upset, they absolutely wrote him off down here. He comes to Florida, he's going to get booed big time by the Cubans.
Absolutely, as well he should. If Bernie's so smart, why the heck did he run his mouth like that? But I think I know why. Because Bernie is a true believer. He's not just telling people, I think, what he thinks they want to hear. I think he's lock, stock, and barrel for the revolution, and I think it just is showing now.
All righty, Kyle, tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you Monday morning, bright and early. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good. Thank you, Captain.
All right, folks, and we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to take a look at our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yeah, we got some snow out there tonight to talk about for the truckers. And it looks like as if Trucker Eric got down below the snow line, so he's down outside of it now. Down in Tennessee, down below where the snow is up above it there to the north. Alrighty, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what
Bound and Down, loaded up and trucking from Smokey and the Bandit. And he's probably chasing old Bandit up front there somewhere on one of those clouds up on top of the earth, because those guys have gone to the great beyond. And, of course, old Fred's probably on the front seat of that big old Kenworth, too. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, here we go. A strong system and cold front will dive and carve through the west this weekend. Widespread mountain snow is expected for the favored terrain, as some winter storm watchers have now been issued out into the northwest and out along the west coast, California, mountains of Nevada, mountains of Utah, and winter storm watch across Wyoming tonight on I-80. Now, this system will then evolve into a multi-hazard storm of heavy rain, flooding, and severe thunderstorms early to the middle of next week from the lower Mississippi Valley through the saturated Mid-South. Now, here we go again, because let's start with the snow first so you guys out west know what to expect. You got snow tonight east of Seattle up on I-90, Snoqualmie, for sure, over towards Yakima. On I-90, so be advised that of that. Then down through the central part of Washington State in the mountains east of I-5, you've got snow there tonight. You got to go down into Northern California, just west and south of Lake Tahoe, where you've got snow going on up in the mountains there tonight, as well as down on the Nevada side. When you go down from Lake Tahoe south on the California side and then move back over to the Nevada side, and you've got snow down there pretty much above 5,000 feet. Now, there will be some rain and some winds along with this all working its way along, but it's just in the early stages now. Now, let's go over to Utah, Salt Lake City. You've got snow to the east of Salt Lake City, the north of Salt Lake City going up 15. If you're going over I-80 and you're going to continue into Wyoming, you'll have snow going up into Wyoming. Then you'll have a chance of snow because there is a winter storm watch all the way across I-80 tonight for the next day, for the next 24 hours. So no doubt in the higher elevations in Wyoming on I-80, you will have snow to contend with all the way across to Laramie and then Cheyenne. It'll be hit or miss in that respect. Now, let's continue up into Montana. No snow up there yet, but there are some high wind warnings up there where 90 and 94 come together on the Indian Reservation. And then over in North Dakota, eastern North Dakota, you've got some fog, dense fog over there by Fargo. And then going up 29, about 50 miles north of Fargo, you've got fog all the way up through there. In northeastern South Dakota tonight, Sioux Falls, you have fog there for sure, north and to the west as well. And then coming over into northeastern Arkansas, southeastern Missouri, southeastern Illinois, western part of Kentucky, western part of Tennessee, and the northern part of Mississippi tonight, you've got showers in that area, and there'll be more developing. Now, we do have a clipper with snow moving across the eastern part of Kentucky, the mountains of West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of North Carolina, and some of it's down right along the state line of North Carolina, Tennessee, down into the gorge down there. You'll run out of it when you get down south towards the junction of I-40 and I-81. You'll run out of it down in that area. But going back up north again, let's go up into the Toledo area and go east all the way tonight to Dunkirk, New York on I-90. You have got snow flurries. Some lake effect snow. It's not as heavy as what it was, but it's still there. And it's coming and going as the wind comes in, bringing the squalls with it. Then you have a gap tonight. There's no snow until you get over around Syracuse. And then from Oswego County, all of Oswego County, Lake Oneida Lake North, all the way up to Watertown, all the way up to Messina, Ogdensburg, up north of Lake George. You've got snow there all coming off the lake, Lake Ontario. The Tug Hill Plateau yesterday was up around 2 to 3 feet of snow, and you still got more snow coming. But this time, instead of being the heavy lake effect snow you were getting, it's just a general accumulation of what looks like some 4 to 6 inches somewhere in that area to go on top of what you've already got there. So won't be quite as bad. And way up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we've got snow there because of the way the wind's blowing off Lake Superior. So we've got wind up in there and snow. And then cold? Oh, yeah, we got cold. South Carolina, Charleston area, on down to the northern part of Florida, we have a frost warning and a freeze warning in some areas further inland. Temperatures will be in the low 30s and low 20s in some areas the further inland you go. Valdosta, you're in that area tonight with temperatures in the 32 to 35 range. And Jacksonville, as well as Lake City and Jasper, probably is in that mix too, by the looks of what I'm looking at. Where I'm at, it's not going to be as cold tonight as it was last night, but tomorrow night, we're going to have some temperatures again down in the 40s, if not colder. So that's what we're dealing with. Tonight, it's looking like around 55 degrees or thereabouts for a low in my area. But tomorrow, there'll be a wind that's going to kick up along with this front, because as this system that's going up the East Coast moves along, there's going to be some wind coming out of the Gulf. It's going to bring some moisture along with it, so you'll be finding some moisture going up the East Coast over the weekend. So there you go, and that's what we're looking at. Now, today, Saturday, Leap Day, this is that one day that happens every 4 years, Leap Day, the 29th of October, I am going to be up in Newport Richey at Moss Family Automotive's Moss Nissan location at US 19 and 54. Now, you're welcome to stop on by, take advantage if you're in the market for a vehicle. I will have $500 coupons with me to give out to the folks that show up that are seriously interested in buying a vehicle. They'll be good for any of the Moss Nissan dealerships. And might see some of our friends from Georgia come on down there, as we've done in the past. That would be interesting. Certainly North Florida, the Panhandle and whatnot. It'll be a nice little trip, and I promise they'll take real good care of you. If you're seriously interested, stop on by. It's the Leap Day sale, and they're pushing them out the door, literally. They'll refuse no reasonable offer, and as long as you got a job, you pretty much can get a vehicle. And credit is not a problem. They have programs for first-time buyers and all that stuff there, too. So they will work with you. They will help you. And like I say, I've got the $500 gift certificate with me to hand to you. So you want to buy a vehicle, you'll save $500 on whatever deal you're going to make. So how's that? That's not a bad idea, now, is it? But it is what it is. Now, here comes the music. We'll take it out, take you to the top of the hour. We'll come back with hour number two. And by the way, we're going to be listening to Dave Costa, the Renegade Ever Aviator, is going to be on my program the next hour. When we come back, you're going to want to hear what he has to say. And Ron Embers with the Embers Notebook will be around during the second segment. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.